President of the Ghana Journalists Association, GJA, Ransford Tete, has asked media houses to blacklist politicians who use abusive language on their airwaves. He's also asking leaders of various political parties not to entertain persons who use indecent language on the airwaves. Mr. Tete told Radio Ghana's Agatha Samuel on Behind the News that this will help curb the practice of indecency on the airwaves.
The issue is that every politician will want to be heard about his or her policies and programs. So if we offer you the platform and all that, you will want to engage in it, invectives and insults against the political opponent, then if we take away that opportunity and your people cannot hear you, then they may decide that they may not vote for you or they don't know about your program. So yes, that may not be the entire solution to the challenge, but perhaps it can help.
So how can we avoid these inflammatory languages on our airwaves and in the print media?
I believe strongly that political party leaders also have a role to play, and they must also begin to name and shame people who speak on their behalf, that the contest for power is not about elections, they are about issues. They are about the challenges that confront us as a nation. And how do we address them? We can only address them when we begin to put before our people the antidotes or the solutions to such problems. So during election time, the people can make informed decisions. I believe strongly that everybody is becoming alarmed just 2 months into the year 2012, which is an election year, and that we all believe that something must be done. And this is the time to start talking about it. I'm happy that these issues have come up quite early in the year, and together we can begin to be fashioning out the solution.
GJA President Ransford Tete is speaking on the need to blacklist politicians who use abusive language on the airwaves.